Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, this Christmas is likely to be the worst ever for homelessness, with new figures revealing record high levels of those living in emergency accommodation around the country. In Dublin, charity Inner City Helping Homeless has seen a surge in people requesting basic food provisions in the run-up to the holiday season. Our reporter Della Kilroy visited their food distribution centre today, and she spoke to mothers facing this Christmas in homeless accommodation. And Della, just remind us again before we get into the detail here of the figures we got yesterday on homelessness. How many people are currently without a home?
Well, Mary, the number of people who are homeless in Ireland has increased to just over 10,500 people for the first time. Figures for October showed an overall increase of almost 800 people. This is since October last year, with close to 4,000 children facing Christmas in homelessness. Now, as you've been hearing today, the Housing Minister, Eoghan Murphy, did still narrowly survive a vote of no confidence last night, and despite the overall increase, there was a small decrease of 23 families. That's in comparison to September figures.
Now, Inner City Helping Homeless, they're one of many seeing an increase, many of the charities working in this area seeing an increase in demand for their services. We'll talk to them in a minute, but you spoke as well to a mother who was there today collecting a Christmas food hamper. What was her situation?
Well, for a woman we're calling Jane, she's in a B&B and waiting for her housing assistance payment application to be processed. She's a daughter in primary school and a son with autism. Her son also has stomach issues, and one of her many challenges is that she can't keep his medication in a fridge. This is her story.
We left quite suddenly. It was very dangerous for us to stay where we were. It was completely unexpected. So it was completely rug ripped out, and I grabbed uniforms and books, and that was it.
You're in a B&B at the moment, having done night to nights in different places. How long have you been in this situation?
Since the end of August, start of September. Life right now, we're all in the same room, and our whole lives are kind of in that room. And we just share everything. I mean, to the kids, it's new to them. So they're in school every day, apart from hospital appointments. It's a nightmare logistically and mentally, physically, on both kids to get to school. We get the bus and then the Lewis and then another bus out to their school. So yeah, it's like dark mornings, and our situation is kind of seeping over into school life. Now we're on the rollover in the B&B, and it's like the big thing was just getting the use of a microwave.
How are your son and daughter coping with living in the one room?
They're not really coping. I mean, you could say on the surface, but the kids don't see me carrying like everything we own from one place to another place, and it just gets harder. I still have to provide them the lunch in school, then a dinner afterwards as well. Like I would have my own medical issues as well. I've suffered 3 ectopics, so I have problems when I ovulate. I've had 5 surgeries in total on the abdomen.
What will Christmas look like for you in the B&B?
I haven't brought myself mentally to even go there. I can't even go there. Like, I miss having my tea towel on my shoulder and cooking. And for me, it's just going to seem like I'm a failure, that they're not getting what they should.
And that's a mother collecting a hamper today from the Inner City Helping Homeless office in Dublin. Now, Della, you visited their food redistribution centre as well. Where is it based?
Their warehouse is about 15 minutes away from their office. It's in Glasnevin, and this is where they prepare food hampers and packages. For Geraldine Malloy, this is her 5th Christmas coordinating the donations.
Yes, well, what have we got today, lads?
Shoe boxes
and food. Here from people delivered last night.
Plenty of gear in this.
Right, this is their warehouse here at the moment. What we have here is tea bags, sugar, coffee, pot noodles, which we use every night out on the street, you know. The other stuff will be like pasta sauce, bolognese, stuff like that we give to people who are living in hostels. We also have a lot of people knocking on our door every day now who are finding it really hard to survive. You'll find people who are struggling paying their rent, that they're spending all their wages, not necessarily people who aren't working, people who are working, and they need food, because they can't afford to buy it.
You can see here a food hamper. It's already made up.
What we're doing is we have a number of Christmas hampers here. We have on order now 250 hampers already for Christmas. Small food hampers in a bit of hygiene stuff, maybe shampoo, stuff like that. A nice box of sweets and your essentials like tea bags, pasta, rice.
What we're looking at now is lots of shoe boxes wrapped.
What you can see inside these shoe boxes are little items, a little colouring book, maybe a packet of sweets that a lot of the children in the schools around Dublin have wrapped themselves because they feel so bad for the kids who are homeless. And if it's a man, woman, wherever, we'll fill up their bags here in our warehouse, we'll send them down to our office, and the people who are homeless will knock on the door. You will get men who possibly on that day they're separated from their families because they're out on the street. On Christmas Day, you'll find a lot of them men will visit our families and will ask us, can they bring a little present? They'll give us the ages of their children, and that's how that works, you know.
Mary, the food centre usually deal with around 3,000 people, supporting them with food every month, but now they're looking to reach around 5,000 people before Christmas, so they say that the donations don't meet demand.
You heard the story of another woman as well, also coming in to collect a hamper today.
That's right. For Deanna, she's been out in and out of homelessness, but she now considers herself lucky because she's in an apartment supported by homeless charity DePaul. She lives there with her one-year-old baby, Shavaya. She has two other children who she has access to, but she doesn't have full custody of at the moment.
I was homeless 5 years ago and I took HAP 2 years ago. I found myself homeless again in February as I was attacked out in Tallaght. I took a house, it was a shared house. I was a single mother with a baby alone and I just found it so hard. I was totally out of my comfort zone. I got something more permanent. It's called DePaul Transitional Housing. It's more manageable. You have your kitchen. You can use the wash facilities once you book in. I find in it more suitable than it was in the hubs. My little girl wasn't settling. They were saying she was hypersensitive. Shavaya just couldn't take to the madness. She needed to learn how to walk was one of the main things, and she wasn't learning how to walk because of the confined space that we were put inside. So since Shavaya and myself have been in DePaul and a big apartment, she's just flying around, she's jumping, she's running, she's doing a lot of other things that she's never done before. She now eats, she wouldn't eat for me.
So what will Christmas look like for you this year?
Christmas this year, I never really be sad about Christmas, to be honest with you, but I have two other children and I'm going to lose them tomorrow in court because of no fixed abode. That's the problematic with my situation. It's a hard pill to swallow. I'm not running for president anytime soon, but trust me, I will. You just have to keep going.
Diana there, ending Della's report.